The steady rain from yesterday and last night is gone. In most areas, this was a moderate rainstorm, though there were some heavy pockets of rainfall to the south and southeast of the capital region. A heavy area of moisture developed in and around the Washington, D.C. area yesterday afternoon, and it lifted right through the tri-state area and then moved through portions of New England last night. So the bullseye for heaviest rain was right around New York City, where some areas exceeded 5 inches of rain, and rainfall totals in excess of 3 inches were common through the lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley in western Massachusetts. A big change in the weather has occurred today. After the cool rainy day yesterday, we've seen some sunny breaks this afternoon. And with that sun coming through, temperatures have warmed quite nicely. We're up into the 60s in most areas. But now we're watching some more rain to the west as a cold front comes in. The front has triggered some showers and thunderstorms, so we'll have the chance for some showers and storms through about midnight. After that, we'll see some clearing and temperatures that will fall back mainly into the lower and mid-40s. Over the next few days, we'll see a number of disturbances come in from the northwest and the jet stream level, and each of these disturbances will bring us the opportunity for scattered showers and thunderstorms. So while we're not talking about washout type weather over the next 3 days, we have the opportunity for scattered showers and storms on each of the next 3 days. Climatology would favor the afternoon hours for having the greatest opportunity for showers, though a shower might occur at any point as we work through the next several days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, scattered showers likely, breezy, high 56 to 62. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, scattered showers likely, breezy, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of scattered showers, breezy, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, low 40 to 45, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers likely, breezy, high 56 to 62. Region-wide on Saturday, clouds mixed with some sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 50s to mid-60s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms likely, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.